Blog Talk Radio. Gentlemen, the Ryan Negrin Show.
Hey guys, welcome to the Ryan Negrin Show, episode 3. So today I'm going to be talking about a lot of things. So first, I'm going to start off with the JLES. Wait, one sec. First, call into the show at 773-897-6423. Now I'm going to be talking about the Jones Lane fundraiser tonight at 6 to 7:30 p.m. So Jones Lane is having my school is having a fundraiser at the Dynamite Agility Center. It's having at 16814 Oakmont Avenue, Gettysburg, Maryland 20877. It's today. $10. Trampolines, rope swings, spring floors, foam blocks, an obstacle course, rope climbing, games, and all your JLES friends if you're listening. And you're from Jones Lane. $10 per child, siblings of all ages, welcome. Pizza for sale for dinner. Proceeds benefit your PTA. And I'm going. So if you're from Jones Lane, and you can come too. You might see me there. I'm wearing a blue shirt and jeans. And white socks. I'm wearing white socks. Now I'm going to play another song before we get to our next topic.
Meet Mr. Krupp, he's not nice, he's mean. That wasn't till the day he saw Hypnorine. enforce the rules by being mean and being not cool. So it's back to school life with a paper and pen, but then...
Uh-oh.
Here we go again.
Hi guys, I am back on the Ryan Egan Show. Now, again, call in at 773-897-6423. I'm hoping to get some of my friends, because right now I'm talking about my friends. So, I have a lot of friends at JLES, and they're really nice, most of them are boys. So, my friends are Joran, Henry, mostly I have a lot of best friends. My best friends are Joran, Henry, Charlie, Joran, Henry, Zachary Ruda, and, four friends. My mom says me and all my friends are super crazy, but we're not. Mom thinks we're super crazy. Mom thinks we're as crazy as this. I'm just gonna play a short part. That's how crazy my mom thinks they are. Whenever we try to hang out, my mom's always like, "You crazy kids." It's super funny. I'll get back to you guys in the next awesome song, which I like. It has something to do with Super Dead Baby. We'll see ya on the next topic.
Save the day.
Hello, guys. I'm back on the Ryan Negrin Show after a tape dog song. So next I will be talking about school, JLES, school, what life is like at JLES, or just school, which I wrote my topic first. Well, I've been doing pretty good in my tests. Got 100% in my spelling test. Good, 100% in my math test. It's Friday, no homework on Fridays. Isn't that awesome? No homework. And mostly, if there was homework. And they didn't do it, and then my dad forgot about what my dad forgets about my radio show, and he says, then you're gonna do your homework at 4:30. Well, that's kind of weird. It's kind of weird because, I'm probably gonna sit if the microphone is on, but sorry for the time I planned it last radio show. Sorry I couldn't get it to you Friday. I wasn't paying attention to the time, and I couldn't do it. So, I'm going back to the topic, okay? So, I've been doing good in my math test. As you have heard, and Eat the Rainbow Week is over. A couple days ago, we were just sitting down at lunch until someone heard the sound of the blender. From the first grade side, and then you find out that they're blending smoothies and they had their smoothie party. So everyone kept doing all these ideas, but I don't really mind smoothies. I don't drink smoothies or eat them, whatever you do. I don't eat them or drink them. The only thing I do is, like, I don't eat them or drink them, whatever. So I didn't care. I was like, man, they were all coming up with these ideas, and I'm like, you can come up with any idea you want, but do not come up with the idea. Don't do the idea, but if you come up with this idea, don't do it. I didn't want them to, like, I didn't want them to build a robot that got all the smoothies and just stuck them in my mouth. Okay. See you all in a different topic. See you on a different topic. I'm replaying the Hooray for Captain Underpants, okay?
Underpants, underpants, I like Captain Underpants, underpants.
ridiculous, sometimes invincible. But now, he's gotta enforce the rules by being mean and being not cool. So it's back to school life with a paper and pen, but then...
Uh-oh. Here we go again.
Oh, God. And I am back. The Ryan Nickin Show. Call in the show at 773-897-6423. Please call in. I'm really hoping for some callers. So, please call in. Now, let's talk about electric cars. Oh, and you can call in and talk about stuff. If you have an electric car. Yeah. So, let's cut to chase. Why are electric cars so expensive if they save the environment? I mean, gas cars are super cheap, and electric cars are like $1 million, and they save the environment. Why is something that saves the environment so expensive? If I were president, I would ban gas cars, put electric, change out every gas station with an electric charger, And then here's what else. If I'm not president, I'm going to try to invent an electric car that has a charger, that has a built-in charger inside the charger. So that it can never run out of battery. We'll never run out of battery because it's an electric charger. Because the charger is plugged into the car that's built into the car, and the charger for the charger is built into the charger. But even if I'm not president and I don't invent that, I'm going to protest to ban gas cars or make them as expensive as electric cars. Ban gas stations. And put up electric stations and replace every gas station with electric chargers and make electric cars as expensive as gas cars. That's what I would do if I was not president. Or I would change that if I was president. And who cares if they say, but you don't own our road? Who cares? Who cares, people? Raise your hand if you don't care. Or just call in and tell me if you don't care. At 773-897-6423. Call in if you don't care and tell me about it. If you don't care, if you want them to ban gas cars, ban gas stations, and replace it with electric car stuff so we can save the environment, call in and tell me about it if you agree. So now I'm going to play another song, and I'm gonna get I'm gonna play Diaper Dog again. But I'm gonna play Diaper Dog. I'm gonna play Diaper Dog again. And I'll see you at the next topic. Bye guys. Sorry about that, just replaying it. Okay, bye. I'm back on the Ryan Negrin Show. Before I start the whole thing, I'm just going to play a couple of sound effects. Okay?
I can handle things, I'm smart!
The second sound effect.
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
Okay, third sound effect.
I'm not capable of that emotion.
Now, fourth sound. This sound effect.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Pay attention.
That was the six. Seven.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
Eight. Ninth. Sound effect.
So, Bobby, did they ever catch that gorilla what escaped from the zoo and punched you in the eye?
No, Mama. The search continues.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again. Ever.
Now, sound effect 11.
Lead off, man! Now we're where I kind of fuck are we going? That's where I got a book all out of my back.
That is, oh no!
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Okay, we're back.
Everything is awesome.
What do you want from me?
I like this. One dog goes one way and the other dog goes the other way.
And this guy's saying, what do you want from me?
Hey, guess what? This is what the crowd would sound like. It's a couple of ones, the Rangers.
Ooh. 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Okay. Everyone, we are back on the Ryan Negrin Show, episode 3. Yay! So, now I'm going to be talking about my life and how it compares to New York and this year. So, again, I'm also looking to get some of my friends. So call the show at 773-897-6423. I am begging to get one single call. Please.
Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
Yeah. Please, every time. I'm going to stop saying sound. This is your chance to call. Call it. Call now. Call YM. Do we need sound effects? And come and call home when you if you are one of my friends. If you are one of my friends from JLES and you chat video class and you are listening, call now when I am making these sound effects, and you get a free Butterman, and you get a free comic. Okay.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
I think I got it, but just in case, tell me the whole thing again. I wasn't listening.
I'm also going to play one song before the chant ends. Okay, no callers. Nobody's getting free comments. Well, anyway, I'm going on to my next topic. Life between Maryland and New York. So, you're thinking, what? Why are you talking about New York? Because I have once lived, when I was born, I lived in New York. I moved when I was 5 or 6. Yeah, I moved when I was 6. And I moved to Maryland when I was 6. So I spent and we've been in Maryland since June, 2008. I've been here since June 2013. Well, that's how long I've been at this Maryland here. I actually like Maryland better than New York. I mean, I still like the New York teams, and I don't like the Maryland teams, but I don't like that. I still like the New York teams. Don't get me wrong. I don't miss anything in New York, except the only thing I miss is that a lot of events happen, and that my family and I used to be able to drive to my family members whenever I wanted. Take a whole trip. It was hard life. Well, actually, I don't miss it. Don't miss it. Maryland has a lot of advantages. First of all, we have a better pool. I mean, I didn't get to go to a pool at all. I have more friends in my neighborhood. I still only have two friends. I have five friends in my neighborhood. And I had three friends before. In New York, I had three friends. Now I have five friends. So, three friends in New York that live in my neighborhood was Amelia. Only two. Amelia and Tori, both girls. Now I have a lot of people, plus three boys. So the people in my neighborhood now, my friends in the neighborhood, they're Liv, and also Liv is spelled L-I-V, Liv, Lila, Addison, Jake, and Luke. They're the friends in my neighborhood. Also, I live really close to all my friends. Jordan's close. To me. He's close, and yeah, Jordan's close, and he's close. I just take a right at Jones Lane, take a left, keep going down a hill till I find Jordan's house. Well, I also have two other friends who live close to me, Tommy Gallagher and Henry Johnson. All of my friends go to Jones Lane. Tommy Gallagher and Henry Johnson. Henry just lives down Wonder Way. So you get Wonder View Way. Just keep going up till it's a dead end. And then you turn right. And right before the circle on the left, there's Henry's house. And Tommy, I forgot the directions, but he lives near me. Now, I am going to play another song. This is another chance to win a free comic. So anyone can call it. I don't care who it is, please call in, okay? See ya! See you guys!
I think I got it, but just in case, tell me the whole thing again. I wasn't listening.
Wait, you weren't listening?
Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
I think I got it, but just in case, tell me the whole thing again. I wasn't listening.
Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
Wait, no. When is that? See ya, guys. Wait, I'm gonna play some songs.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
I think I got it, but just in case, tell me the whole thing again. I wasn't listening.
Well, what the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone.
Okay, bye guys. I have to go. I will see you in the next. Bye bye guys. Bye bye. Bye. Okay, I couldn't do the ending.